WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on an overcast Tuesday morning. But it looks like it's still, the rain is holding off. So you can get out there and vote early this morning in the primary if you're going to do that, or you can wait until later. I don't know. I always feel like when you go in the morning and you're one of the first people to go, there's not a lot of information you can gather. And maybe it's just because, you know, it's something that I talk about on the radio that, you know, I'd rather go a little bit later on so I can say, well, how many people have come in? What number voter am I? What's the crowd been like? What has people's attitudes been like? You know, and usually the poll workers are happy to chat for a few moments if there's not a big line or anything. And especially when I was in, you know, voting in the same precinct for, you know, close to 20 years, I knew everybody there. Know the police officer, so, you know, you could usually get somebody to talk to you. But anyway, some people want to get it done early and get it out of the way. Move on with their day. Whatever works for you, just get out there and do it. By the way, I'm watching as a crane is putting something on top of the Stop and Shop building across the street, and they were on one side of the building when I first got here this morning. Now they're on the other side of the building. So I don't know if they're doing some HVAC work up there or some refrigeration work. But I know that the last time I saw something like this going on in on a Stop and Shop, they were installing the necessary equipment for the charging stations for electric vehicles that they put in front of the Wareham Stop and Shop. I'm not saying that that's what they're doing here in Fairhaven, but I was told by the manager of the Wareham Stop and Shop at that time, which was a while ago now, that it would be something Stop and Shop would be doing at all their locations. So maybe it's Fairhaven's turn. I don't know that for sure. It looks like they're putting some big venting up, so maybe it's probably more related to HVAC or refrigeration or something, but it's fun to watch out the window. But yeah, that's what they did. They put a system on the roof of the Wareham Stop and Shop that I believe uses solar to generate the energy for the charging stations. Because I asked, I said, well, aren't you paying the bill for those cars to charge up while they're parked there and shopping in your store? And the manager said, well, you know, it's a service we want to offer so that people come here to shop. So I don't know all the logistics of what's going on over there, but I'll keep an eye on it. But it is a big, long, looks more like venting for something. Anyway, it's kind of cool. It's a huge crane. There's a few things that I want to make you aware of. A couple of stories I have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The first is that today is a big day for chicken fans in Seekonk and on the South Coast. Now, I know I tell you about crispy, crunchy chicken all the time, and it's still the best. But if you are interested in trying Raising Cane's chicken, if you've never tried it, the first South Coast location is opening this morning in Seekonk. It's now Raising Cane's, for those who don't know, it is exclusively chicken fingers. They have chicken fingers, fries, and they do crinkle cut fries there, which, you know, not a lot of fast food places do crinkle cut. But they have fries, chicken tenders, coleslaw. I think they have a couple of other sides that you can choose from, and a piece of Texas toast, grilled Texas toast, that thick slice of bread. And that's all that they serve there. They've got some drinks, some lemonade and things like that, sweet tea. And of course, you know, regular soft drinks. But that's it. There's no burgers. I don't know if they have shakes. But there's, you know, it's just chicken fingers. That's what they serve. And they're famous for their cane sauce, which is pretty good. Now, I've only had Raising Cane's once. Last year when I was out in Marlboro for the TerraCon convention back in, what was it, September, I stopped at, they had a Raising Cane's there, and I was like, well, I've never had that. And I'll get that for dinner because I got out late. Nothing was really open, and I had a long drive back. I said, I'll stop there and get something. And it was good. It was a little heavy for me, a little, I don't want to say greasy because it wasn't greasy, but you know how sometimes you get chicken tenders and like you can tell they've been, you know, they're heavy. They soak up oil. But they were very tasty and the sauce was very tasty. I couldn't finish it. It was too much for me. I just got one of their box combo meals. But if you want to try Raising Cane's chicken, it's opening today for the first time ever on the South Coast in Seekonk, 175 Highland Avenue, and they're doing their Lucky 20 promotion. So if you stop on by, you can be one of the 20 customers that will win a reward card that will give you free Raising Cane's food for a year. But if you want to enter, the entry period is between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. this morning. And then they'll draw the winner at 9:15. So you got to go down there sometime before 9 a.m., fill out your entry, and then they'll draw the winner at 9:15. And then the first 100 people to dine in that purchase a combo receive a free combo reward card for their next visit and some custom swag. So some things to entice you to stop by. Day one here, you know, have some chicken for breakfast. If you're going to go out early and vote, you can go and get some chicken. Try Raising Cane's. Get some of that cane sauce. See what you think. Let me know what you think. But all the details about the new Seekonk Raising Cane's are up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Share that with the chicken lover in your life. It's also on our Facebook page, too. The other story that I want to make you aware of, because there's a lot of people who are, even though The Walking Dead as a main series is over, The Walking Dead universe continues on with numerous spin-off shows, and then there's movies planned and all kinds of stuff coming out. But one of those spin-offs is a show called The Walking Dead: Dead City, and it involves Negan and Maggie, and they go to New York, and it's, I watched the first couple of episodes, and I don't know, I just didn't get into it. I watched the original main Walking Dead series, but for a long time, I hate watched it. Like, I was not a fan of it, but I still watched it anyway, because I was like, I'm already, like, invested in a couple of seasons, and whatever, I'm just going to keep watching it. But there was a lot of times that I was like, I can't with this show anymore. Like, I just don't care. And then toward the end, I got a little bit more interested in it. But I never watched the sequels, the spinoffs, all that. Like I said, I watched a couple episodes of Dead City because I do like the Negan character, but I don't know, it just didn't hold my interest. However, season two of that series has been greenlit. And interestingly, they're going to be filming it in Randolph, Massachusetts, which is actually my family's hometown. Both my parents grew up in Randolph. I lived in Randolph as a kid. And that's going to be the home base, I guess, for the filming of season two of The Walking Dead: Dead City. It was supposed to start sometime this month, but things got pushed back a little bit. And so now the filming is supposed to begin, according to a pretty reliable Twitter account that that follows all the Walking Dead shows and the filming locations and release dates and all that. According to that account, it's going to be starting filming on April 8th. in Randolph, Massachusetts. And I'm trying to think to myself, where are they filming in Randolph, Massachusetts? For a show that takes place in New York City. So my thought process on this was, and I reached out to the production company. I reached out to the filming office for the Walking Dead, Dead City. I reached out to the town manager of Randolph. Haven't heard back from anybody yet. Which is not a surprise because, you know, they usually want to keep these things under wraps. And surprisingly, they're actually announcing this as being, you know, Dead City. Now, there's the possibility that this isn't The Walking Dead that's filming there, because it doesn't say The Walking Dead, Dead City on the Massachusetts filming website, but it says Dead City Season 2. So I'm 99.9% certain that that's what it is. But, you know, sometimes productions go under other names. A few years ago, the sequel, I don't know why I was stumbling to find that word, the sequel to Black Panther was filming in Braintree at the mall, South Shore Plaza. And they had all the tents set up and catering and all that kind of stuff and all the signs, and it said whatever the name of the code name was for that production. But that was taking up most of the parking lot space around the mall. I don't know where they'd be filming in Randolph. Unless they're just using Randolph as a home base, but they're filming in Boston. And then that question becomes, well, is Boston posing for New York? Because the first season was filmed in New Jersey. So are they doing like Ghostbusters did in 2016 where they filmed in Boston but pretended it was New York? Or storyline-wise, do they move on to Boston? What's going on? So we don't have any of those details, and we probably won't get them until the season debuts, which probably won't be for, you know, a year from now. But if you are a Walking Dead fan, if you are a Negan or Maggie fan, they could be here in Massachusetts in just a couple of weeks. And we'll let you know if we see anything about looking for extras or all that good stuff. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Boy, you've given me so much candy to look at. I feel like all ice cream, like I'm at Baskin Robbins. You just don't know which one to choose. So I'll go backwards.
Okay.
What about the Apex building in Providence, which was used in King Kong?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, individual locations that I could picture them filming at, but I just don't know, like, what about Randolph is what drew them in, unless they're just, you know, trying to use Boston and this is a place nearby, you know? Like, they could take over Lombardo's, you know, it's empty now, it's for sale. They could take over that building
oh, sure,
and have,
yeah, that
you know.
Would make, that would make sense. That would make absolute sense.
They could do some sets inside.
Yeah. Different things. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so when me and my sister were kids, my sister's a lot younger than me, I think it was summer 73 up on Kings Highway, McDonald's. Mr. Winterhall opened up McDonald's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my last name is MacDonald, M-A-C. But me and my sisters took the trek from Landry and Brooklyn Street, and they were young, so it took us a long time. And we were in a line, and we got done. And just as we were going to go walking away, my sister Caroline, which is the older of the two, spoke up and said, by the way, we kind of own this place. And he's like, really? What do you mean? He says, we're McDonald's. And he kind of chuckled. He says, no, we really, really are. Bill, tell him what our name is. And he thought it was so cool. He gave my sisters each an apple pie and a little coupon, free coupon. Now, Raising Cane, up there in Seekonk,
mm-hmm.
the owner of the football team, the Southern New England Admirals, who you interviewed when you used to do a Saturday morning, Peter Kane, the middle linebacker, his last name is Kane, and he lives right there in Seekonk.
Awesome.
I'm going to try to reach out to him, see if he can get over there today. That would be hysterical.
Yeah, walk in there and see if you
can. And we'll call her Raising Cane.
See if you can get an endorsement deal, you know? See if they can get a sponsorship for the team, maybe.
Well, yeah, and Raising, and we'll do a specific defensive play called Raising Cane.
Well, hopefully you get a chance to get over there and try some of their cane sauce. It's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. Always a pleasure to bug you, buddy.
All right, you have a good day.
Goodbye.
And 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, team.
What's happening?
How are you? Hey, breaking news right now. I was about to go vote in Ward 1, mm-hmm. and they didn't have my ballot, and the voting machine doesn't work. Breaking news right now.
Already?
Already. I'm breaking the news right now to WBSM, Tim Weisberg. Breaking news.
Didn't it just open at 7 o'clock? How did it break already?
This system, the machine doesn't stay on. The power button, they try to put it on, and it doesn't stay on. So.
And this is the new machine that they just got, right?
I don't know. It's Ward 1. I'm just telling you, I just got out of the voting machine. They don't have my ballot. And also, they don't have, the machine doesn't stay on.
When you say they don't have your ballot, what do you mean?
Well, my party ballot.
They don't have the party ballot that you wanted?
Yes, they don't have the party ballot, Tim.
Do you mind if I ask which party?
Republican.
So they, but did they have the Democrat ballot?
Yes, and the Libertarian ballot.
So which location in Ward 1 is this?
Near Viber Hospital, we can vote.
This is crazy.
Yeah, they called the mayor. They called in the mayor's office. They're supposed to get somebody out there, but it's 7:20. I get out of work for 8 o'clock, and then they say, "Oh, we'll try to come back later." This is why people have a problem with the voting system in America, Tim. This is 2024. It's crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, how do you have one ballot, two ballots, and not the third ballot?
Yeah, I hope somebody's listening downtown there. Somebody has to get up there and bring some ballots up there, because now I didn't get to vote because I got to go to work. And now the machine doesn't even work. So even if I voted, it doesn't accept my vote because the machine is down.
Yeah, so that means that they're just sitting on your ballot waiting for a chance to put it in.
Right, but didn't have my ballot because they didn't have it. I was telling the people there, Tim, and I said, this is why people question our elections nowadays, because of this crap.
Isn't this the same location where they had the problem where the signs went out the day before?
I'm not sure. But it's Ward 1. I'm not sure if the Ward 1 council is listening, but we have to take action because it's now 7:30. And, you know, I was the first one to vote there for 7 o'clock in the morning and didn't have no ballots and the machines are down. Or it wasn't working.
Well, I will check in with the election office, and I will check in with Leo Chiquette and see if I can find out what's going on.
Yeah, I'll be listening. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. So my mouth is agape. So the city put out a social media post the other day. Introducing voters to the new voting machine that they would be using. It says, New Bedford is now the home of the Cadillac of vote counting machines. The DS-450 from the election systems and software will help make the process of counting mail-in, early and absentee voting more efficient. So, I don't know if this is it says it's a high-speed tabulator. So, this must be what they're actually using in the election office to count the votes. So this isn't what you're putting. This isn't the machine you're putting your, now that I take a look, it's not the machine that you're putting your ballot into. This is what they're using to count them later on. Which is good. That'll be hugely helpful as they're, you know, trying to do that as fast as possible. But no power on the voting machine and no Republican ballots? What is going on? I'm going to try, and again, I'm kind of handcuffed here. I can only email and text, but I will send an email over to the election office, and I will text Leo Chiquette and see if he's aware of what's going on and see what we can find out. Hopefully it's a matter of like they, in the time that, you know, since the caller went there, they've dropped off those ballots, ran a power cord somewhere else, but still, if voting begins at 7 a.m., you are ready to go at 7 a.m. That first person should be able to walk through the door at 7:00. Just like somebody should be able to vote until 7:59.59. Let me, how much time do I have here? I got to take a break, but let me take this call to see what's going on. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Just walked out of Ward 3F. Machine is not working.
That machine's not working either?
Nope. Just put it in the slot and we'll put it through later.
But did they have all the ballots at least?
Yep, they had all three.
Okay. So 3F, yep. The machine isn't working. And did they give you a reason as to why it's not working?
No. No, I didn't go that far. I'm headed to work, so I got to get in and out.
Sure, understandable, yeah. Well, thank you for the information. I will reach out and see what I can find out.
No problem, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. All right, I got to take this break, and when we come back, we get the news. Shawnee, and I see you're on hold, but we'll get to you right after the news. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we do have to go into the newsroom, so Shawnee, and I see you're on hold. Hang on, I will get to you as soon as the news is over, but take it away, Phil.
Millions headed to the polls for Super Tuesday. A fatal plane crash in Nashville. And the oldest person in the world celebrates another birthday.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle. Results will be announced in 16 states, including Massachusetts and American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. The number of delegates on the table will be big boosts for the winners. Former President Trump and President Biden are the favored frontrunners. A controversial new immigration law in Texas is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally. It was blocked by a federal judge. That ruling has now been overturned. A federal appeals court is giving the federal government 7 days to file a case with the U.S. Supreme Court. If they don't, the law will go into effect this weekend. The Justice Department previously sued to block the law, arguing that the federal government has the sole responsibility to enforce immigration law. An effort to charge Colorado women with a crime if they get an abortion isn't going anywhere. It was voted down in a House committee right after being introduced yesterday. The Republican-sponsored bill aimed to classify an embryo or fetus as a person. It was nearly identical to one that also failed last year. Metro Nashville police report several people are dead, possibly as many as five, after a single-engine plane crashed Monday night along an interstate highway in West Nashville. Officials say the pilot reported engine problems and requested an emergency landing at the airport. Fire officials say the crash was catastrophic and there were no survivors. Protesters with PETA are making their voices heard in their effort to end the Iditarod. About a dozen people were staged in Anchorage at the ceremonial start of the race and in town for the official start. PETA says the Iditarod is inhumane and has resulted in the injury, illness, and deaths of sled dogs. The organization has asked sponsors to pull their support, and they promised to demonstrate throughout the duration of the race. The oldest known person in the world just turned 117. Maria Brañas Morera celebrated the milestone Monday in a care home in Spain. Born in San Francisco in 1907, her family returned to Spain in 1915, where she's lived ever since. She officially became the oldest known living person after the death of a French nun last year.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
And singer Idina Menzel is wishing the fictitious Adele Dazeem a happy birthday. The Frozen actress sang happy birthday on TikTok on the 10th anniversary of actor John Travolta messing up her name at the Oscars. He called her Adele Dazeem while introducing her, and she was set to perform the song Let It Go from Frozen.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1 on Monday. They host the Edmonton Oilers at TD Garden tonight at 7:30. The Boston Celtics on the road to play the Cleveland Cavaliers also tonight at 7:30. And the Red Sox play the Tampa Bay Rays at spring training this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Great skies out there, drizzle, patchy fog, visibility down to between a mile and 2 miles at times. The temperature around 40. As we head into the afternoon, that drizzle will be changing over to rain. 50, that wind out of the east overnight. Tonight it will remain gray rain, and the rain should taper off after midnight, mid-40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, and thank you for your patience.
Okay. Anyway, I voted early, and I like it, and it's by mail.
Mm-hmm. So you did by mail? I like to do the in-person early voting, but you did by mail?
Yeah, I used to go in person, but it works out better for me this way, and I like it.
Yeah, you woke up today and looked out the window and said, thank goodness I don't have to try to get out there in this today.
Yeah, well, I get it, and I sign it, and I mail it back in. I don't have a problem with it. I trust it. But, you know, just a comment that, don't you think they had enough time to make sure these machines were working right? They already had that problem last time, remember?
It seems to be a problem every time. The last couple of elections, they've had an issue with machines. So, yeah, I would have thought you would have had them. And again, you know, they have to drop things off at different times depending on what's going on in those buildings. But you would have thought you had time to drop them off and plug them in and made sure they were working by 7 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know. All righty, I'm listening.
Okay.
You sound good.
Thank you. You do as well.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, let me know what's going on if you're heading out and voting. Do they have all the ballots at your precinct? Do they have, is the machine working at your precinct? I sent an email over to Manny DiBritto, again, because, you know, first of all, it's hard for me to make phone calls during the show. Phil's getting pulled in a million different directions. And also, I'm sure Manny DiBritto is getting pulled in a million different directions as well. So I don't want to be bothering him with a phone call when he's probably getting important phone calls from the people at the precinct. So I sent him an email. I sent a message to Ward 1 Counselor Leo Chiquette. I will also send one over to Sean Oliver if there's an issue with, although Sean's usually listening in the morning. But in case he's unaware, I'll let him know. I believe he gets out of work early in the morning, so he might just be tuning in and he might be unaware. But I'll let him know that there was an issue with that machine in 3F. So if you hear about any other issues, call in and let me know. If you don't have any issue, if everything's fine at your precinct, call in and let me know. Or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Just tell me, you know, which ward and precinct it is. Even if you're not sure of, you know, the precinct per se, you can just tell me where it is that you vote. Because if there are issues, we should get the word out to people and let them know. 508-996-0500. I also think, too, that, you know, there's going to be a tendency to assume, like, people are going to say, oh, well, there's no Republican ballots. That's because they're trying to keep people from voting. I don't think there's anything nefarious behind it. I think it's just a dumb mistake or an issue or something. But why aren't they there? If you have two and not the other, how do you have the Democrat and the Libertarian and not the Republican ballot? It's not like they just arrived this morning. They've had them. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I don't know where, you know, where they keep them and how they handle it and what goes on. So I will come straight forward with my ignorance on that. But they had them for early voting. Where are they now? I don't know. But please call in and let me know if you've gone out and voted, what's been going on at your precinct. You don't have to tell me who you voted for. You don't have to tell me which ballot you took. I only asked that caller which ballot he wanted because I thought it was important for the listeners to know which one was missing. I just heard back from Ward 1 Counselor Leo Chiquette. He's on top of this now. He's reaching out to Manny and finding out what's going on. Hopefully he will update me when he gets some information. But we will we'll give you all that we can. And I texted Chris McCarthy, too, so that he can start digging in and have information for you when he comes on the air at 9 a.m., too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I've been thinking about this ever since, you know, different hosts have been talking about issues they've had in the city with voting. And some people like to vote on the day of and watch their ballot get, you know, feed your own ballot right into the machine. So this, what my question was, is how do they rectify it? If some of these guys said they're heading up to work and they made the effort to go, what happens? Is it like, whoops, you just didn't get to vote?
Yeah, that's what they told that caller. They said, you know, you can come back later.
Because to me, if there's an issue, you shouldn't miss your opportunity to vote. This is crazy. I feel like the more and more ways and opportunities and dates and times and all the different ways to vote is causing more trouble because now they have to focus on all of that. And I just don't like it. You know, I don't want to mail mine in and there's no way of verifying that it got there and it got counted.
Well, I don't know if, you know, these issues that we're hearing about today relate to that. I mean, this sounds more like whoever was responsible for getting these things on site didn't do it correctly. So the people who did early vote are saying, well, thank God I early voted or did a mail-in vote because I don't have to go through this today.
Right, which is what, what people were saying. Vote ahead so that, you know, you don't run up against a problem the last day. But to me, there should always be a way to rectify the situation if it is the last day. And through no fault of your own, something got messed up. Like, I don't think it's everybody needs to vote ahead because there's too many mess ups.
I don't know.
Used to work flawlessly, you know, years ago when my mother would go and volunteer as a poll worker, we didn't have issues like this. It's getting to be too many different issues. I feel this is wrong. Like, this is bad. I was hoping today went off flawlessly. I'm shocked, actually.
New Bedford election hasn't gone off flawlessly in a while.
Right, but I thought they had enough backlash that maybe they would make sure there was... I mean, that's such a ridiculous thing. There's no ballot for a particular party. Like, there's no excuse for that. None.
Right, and I don't know, you know, like you said, you know, it should be easily rectified, and I'm sure it is. I mean, I'm sure it's just a matter of, you know, Manny or somebody else throws some ballots in the car and brings them over there, but you're right. It should have been there when that gentleman showed up to vote because that could have been the only chance he had all day to get there and vote.
Right, that's what I'm saying. When there is a mix-up like that, how is it rectified for that individual voter? That's where the problem... I mean, and shouldn't there be some checks? It's like, okay, we dropped off ballots. Well, shouldn't the person signing them in say we do not have this particular ballot? Like, this is like basic stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure the poll workers, the minute that they realized they didn't have them, you know, reached out to the election office to get them. But one of the other things that's concerning is, and we heard about this in the past when the machines didn't work, is that people were told, well, just leave your ballot right there on the chair, and when we get the machine working, we'll feed them through.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I want to watch my ballot get fed into the machine by my own hand. I don't want to be like, okay, well, if they don't even know they have the right ballots, how do you trust somebody like that? Sorry. It's just a very uneasy feeling. And apparently they can do what they want because nobody's calling anybody to be accountable. Yeah. I mean, how many mess ups do you have to do? I can't imagine having maintained a job like that. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Well, you have a good day. And we got some more calls coming in, but callers, I got to take a really quick break. When we come back on the other side, I will take your calls. I want to find out what's going on out there, but I got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. Sorry for calling back.
No, it's okay.
I've been listening to the calls about certain stations having a problem to go voting, but I just wanted to report my experience. My voting station is the downtown New Bedford Hotel Apartments. I just came from there, no problem whatsoever.
Okay.
So anybody that has to vote there, go to it.
Good crowd down there? Or?
There was only one man in front of me. The only thing I didn't like is, she says, what party? I said, I'm unenrolled. I've always been. I'll always be. She goes, well, you still have to pick one. I need to know. I need to write it down. And I said, why do you have to write it down? They know I'm unenrolled. She goes, listen, I was told to write it down. That's all I know. And yeah. It was like you said, the colors were switched, the blue and the red.
Because basically you're part of that party for one day because you took that ballot. That's why they gotta keep track.
And I said, you better assure me that they're not going to change my... She goes, no, when you come in November, you'll still be on the roll. Nothing will change. But I just wanted to tell everybody that has to vote at the old New Bedford Hotel, everything's working fine.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. And let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I haven't had a chance yet to get out and vote. I'll be doing that probably around 5 o'clock when I get back from Boston today. But I just really want the people, like you said, there's been a lot of problems with the elections in New Bedford. There's no accountability coming out of City Hall at all. They come on the radio. They talk very, very nicely to the people. They have patience like you can't imagine. They're great spokesmen. They have a plan to fix everything. I hate to say it, but I don't see really any integrity. I don't see integrity. I hear about integrity, but I don't see it.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. You know, the election commissioner took issue with us, you know, with callers and hosts talking about the integrity of the elections with some of these issues in the past. But if you're going to keep having issues, people are going to keep questioning it. That's just the nature. That's human nature.
Yeah, it's nothing really personal. But, you know, I believe that he has a boss. And for some strange reason, I think if you or I performed as poorly over a long period of time, I think our bosses would have cut ties with us a long period of time ago, and this just continues to happen, and now we have counselors trying to fix an election problem. There's something wrong, Tim. Something wrong. And again, like I said, these guys, they show up on the radio, and they are so great speakers. Oh, they can talk and talk. They never answer a question, but they can talk and talk. And for some reason, what they're talking about is not what we're seeing. They're telling us there's integrity. I'm sorry. I just don't see it, Tim. And again, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day. I got to take one final break here for the hour. We'll be right back. All right, that is going to pretty much wrap up this hour, but more with you coming up in the next hour. 508-996-0500. If you are heading out and voting in the city of New Bedford, if you are having any issues, let me know. You can also send an app chat messages in the WBSM app. You can also comment on our Facebook page. We have a post up there asking if you're having any issues. So again, you know, we've heard about some machines not working, some Republican ballots not being at a polling location in Ward 1. We're trying to get to the bottom of all this and just share with us the experiences that you are having out there. Also in the next hour, we can discuss anything else that's on your mind at 508-996-0500, as well as using the app chat and open line voicemail features on the WBSM app. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by some folks from the YMCA who are going to talk to us about their